Chipa goes grocery shopping. What's that, Jake? It's your phone. Someone has sent you a message.
Oh, it's your grandmother, Coco. I almost forgot. She gave me a list of things to buy at the supermarket. It's here in my pocket. Jake, would you like to join me? It won't take long. We can be there and back in 20 minutes, depending on the traffic light. We have to hurry. The supermarket closes in 30 minutes. Besides, I have to cook dinner tonight. Come on, let's go. Geez, Jipa, don't drive so fast. Do you see the red light ahead? Who's driving here, Jake? Jipa, don't you have to signal to let the driver behind you know that you're turning left here? I never use the blinker. It keeps them guessing. I'm not sure that's very safe, Jipa. It's a good thing we live in a small town. It's a very good thing it only has one traffic light. Here we are, Jake. Grab the shopping bag. As they enter the supermarket, Jake says, "Oh my, Jipa, it's crazy busy in here. Now remember, we don't have much time, so no distractions, okay? Are you laser-focused, Jipa?"
"Oh, I'm laser-focused. But I have lots of lasers, and they can go in many, many different directions. Sometimes that's a problem."
"Oh dear. So let's stick to the list. What's on that list, Jipa?"
"There are four things. Pasta, lemons, milk, and chocolate."
Jipa stops the first shop assistant he sees and asks, "Excuse me, ma'am, where's the pasta? It used to be here." "Follow me, I'll show you." Jake and Jipa follow her to the pasta section, which has actually been in the same place for years. When they get there, he exclaims,
"But this is where the chocolate used to be, no? Where's that now?"
"I don't think we have moved the chocolate, but let me show you. Follow me." She takes them to the chocolate section, and then he says,
"But isn't this where the fruit and vegetables used to be? I need to buy some lemons. Where can I find them now?"
By now, Jake is totally embarrassed. The shop assistant smiles patiently and gives Jake a knowing wink. They follow her to the fruit and vegetable section.
"Oh my, I thought this is where I would find the milk. But never mind, I see it's over there now. Things have really changed here. Thank you for your help."
As Jipa walks away to get the milk, Jake looks down at his feet and then looks at the shop assistant. "Is he your grandfather? I've helped him before. I know what he's doing. I can see right through his tricks, but it doesn't matter. He's such a nice man. Maybe he does get lost when there are so many people in this supermarket. I'm happy to help him. It's okay. Really." "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so kind." Relieved, Jake walks away and goes to find Jipa and pay for the groceries. You can listen to more podcasts at auntannie.ch/podcasts. By the way, Annie can visit you in your classroom. For more information, contact her at info@auntannie.ch.